Ben, you want to take it?
Yeah, let me go into Apple Podcasts so I can scroll all the way down to see what the last episode we did was, and then act like I just guessed that I... All right, this is episode 37. Let's pretend that I didn't look that up, and I'm just going to spontaneously guess it.
This is how the show's going to start, too.
Even better.
And Q,
you're going to trim out all this dead air.
Cue intro music now.
Welcome back to the Jabcast. This is episode 37.
Oh, he nailed it.
Is that right? I just guessed
that. I believe
so.
Let me count them real quick. Yeah.
You're so good.
Episode 37. It's been like 37 weeks since our last episode.
Yeah, it might have been 37 days, like actually.
Yeah, maybe.
Down to the minute. Wait, let's check that. June 13th to... Oh, we can't see the date. What's today?
June 13th is the last we did?
Yeah, that's what it says in...
Wow.
Oh, today is July 13th. Alec, believe
it's
that.
It's been a month. Almost like exactly a month. That's like,
yeah, we're recording on the month and anniversary.
The month anniversary.
Wow.
So let's aim for the 13th of every month. That way we can keep this joke going forever.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see you guys back here. Yeah.
It's gonna be released on Monday.
Anyway, yeah, you know, life happens. We had to skip a bunch of weeks. Literally just could not find a time where all our schedules lined up. And I guess that happens with summer. That happens with people graduating and getting jobs. Yeah, it is what it is. We do this when we can. We try to stick to the week, and sometimes we can't. And
yeah, we do it for you, the listeners, you know?
Yeah.
This is like our, like the studio, the Zoom call is like our home. And like when we can't be here, like it hurts, you know? And
man, yeah.
The listeners, you're our furniture because we want to sit on you.
Yes.
All right.
I was about to say something way different, but you just topped that. So I'm just going to stop.
There we go.
But you know, let's just act like we, you know, we, like you can't even tell this has been a while since we've done it. Didn't just stutter. But yeah, we do movie pitches, if you remember. And we assigned these way back on, what did you say, June 13th?
Juneteenth?
Wait,
that's not what.
No, that's the 19th.
Alec, you might actually have to cut that. I don't want to be wrong.
Ben's just ignorant. So we've had plenty of time to write these, so they should be great, right? Well thought out. Maybe even started production.
I think it's important that we're transparent. And I just want to say that Alec forgot.
I am currently writing it.
Alec forgot to write his, and I didn't write mine until like 5 seconds before we all hopped into the Zoom.
I started early today. I was an hour before we started.
Listen, after the last episode, Jared was explicit. Don't look at the outline. I have something planned. Don't look at the outline. It's not ready yet.
No, all I said was don't highlight it.
You know, you said don't look at it.
No, I said don't highlight it.
I haven't looked at the outline yet today.
Yeah, today I said don't look at it because I messed something up.
The link's in the Zoom. The link is in the outline, Alex.
You're foiling my plan.
Yeah. But yeah, you want to get into the pitches? Ben? Alec wanted to go last, so Ben, do you want to go first or shall I?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
This one's pretty short, so it gives you some time to tell your story.
All right.
So Alec gave me Reese Witherspoon.
Urethra Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon in a small town story about Willie Nelson. This is the first one in a while where I actually knew who all these people were, so... I'm all right with this one. All right, so it's called Shotgun Willie, the Willie Nelson story. That's actually a really bad title considering that like this movie is not about Willie Nelson at all. It's about his wife. The premise is that it's told from the perspective of Shirley Colley Nelson, Willie Nelson's second wife, and it follows the legendary musician's career as told through his wife's eyes. The cast is Reese Witherspoon
Reese
and Shirley Colley Nelson. Willie Nelson as himself, and Daniel Kaluuya as Willie's guitar and tour bus.
Oh, yeah.
So the plot is pretty short. The film starts with Shirley and Willie getting married in 1963. Shirley is initially unwilling to give up her independence and success as a solo artist, but Willie is so charming that she can't say no. Then we fast forward 8 years. Shirley and Willie are now divorced, and then we fast forward to 2010, and Shirley is now dead.
Whoa.
And that's the movie.
That is pretty short.
Dang.
Yeah.
Alec, very inspired casting with Reese Witherspoon and Willie Nelson.
Reetherspoon?
Reetherspoon.
Reetherspoon.
Reese with her spoon.
Mm-hmm. Reese without her spoon.
Who's her spoon? Willie?
Willie Nelson.
Reese without her Willie.
They don't have time to spoon because they get married and then divorced and then she dies. Right, it follows in real life. That's real. That all like really happened.
Maybe not okay. Maybe not in that order. She dies and then they get divorced.
They got married. They died. She died. They got married. Then they got.
And they got divorced.
You guys got it. Yeah, you guys.
And then she was born. Yeah. All right, I got you. Mm-hmm.
Daniel Kaluuya was the tour bus.
Right. All right. Well, mine's a little longer than that one. This will give Alec some time to finish his up. Ben gave me Christian Bale in a black comedy about a home theater system. Hal Bowers, played by Christian Bale, recently inherited the biggest moving company in Des Moines, Iowa, called Bowers Powerhouse Moving, from his father, Howard Bowers, played by Charles Dance. Determined to earn his father's admiration, Hal put his heart and soul into the business to maintain the quality of service and profit it held when his father was in control. For months, business was booming, and in its most recent quarter, the company even broke sales records previously achieved during Howard's reign. Not long after that, however, Hal was faced with his greatest challenge yet. A family was moving across the state, business as usual. Their house was in construction at the moment. Hal called all his movers, Peter, played by The Rock, Josh, played by Jason Momoa, Chad, played by John Cena, Will, played by Henry Cavill, and Don, played by Don Lee. Everything was going smoothly until they got to the entertainment system. Despite their best efforts, none of the men could move it, not even with a combined effort. They tried all the classics to get it to budge. Hammers, sledgehammers, jackhammers, clawhammers, butter, grease, olive oil, and lube. No luck. Refusing to let up, Hal started drawing up an idea. If he couldn't move the entertainment system out of the house, he'd have to move the house with the system in it. Heading over to Lowe's, Hal began collecting all the materials necessary to build a contraption capable of moving an entire house. Hal designed a large catapult that would launch the house right into the foundation of the new house being built, landing the entertainment system in the perfect spot. He gave his movers the plans and let them build it while he stayed back in his trailer office and worked out the business logistics of such a daring idea. He emerged several hours later to find his crew was nearly finished with the catapult. To test it out, Chad jumped inside to be used as a test projectile. Failing to realize the sheer force required to launch a building, the crew pulled the lever and watched Chad explode all over the launch site, turning to nothing but a thick red mist. With the catapult tested and ready to go, Hal and the rest of the crew hooked the house up to the catapult, lined up their shot, and said a prayer before pulling the lever. They launch the house and watch as it disappears into the clouds. When they look onto the ground, however, they find the entertainment system is still there, unmoved. Just then, Howard appears behind them. He explains that he sabotaged Hal by fastening the entertainment system to the ground with several miles of titanium reinforcement. After beating his quarterly earnings, Howard became jealous of his son's success and wanted to destroy him and take back the company for himself. Howard also informs them he was aware of Hal's master plan and had the family tied up and hidden inside the house, now murdered by Hal's device. With nothing left to lose, Hal sicks Josh, Peter, Will, and Don on his father and watches as they tear him limb from limb until there's nothing left but a pile of flesh. Hal frames his father for the catapult, for Chad, and for the family, and stages a big news story about an immovable entertainment system before secretly unfastening the reinforcements and moving it, all with his own two hands. Hal then reworks his business from the ground up as he becomes an international success story and changes the name to Hal's Moving Company. Roll credits.
Wow, good. Really nice Ghibli reference right in the title.
Yeah.
Roll credits. Nice.
Yeah, that's where it all came from.
My favorite part of the movie is when they put the dude in the catapult and he exploded and then they didn't react and just put the house in there anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, really cool. Yeah, perfect black comedy that had all the elements that I was looking for. So
yeah, comedies are so hard to write and like actually pull off as funny. But look, the way we do this, I feel like when it's a comedy, it's the least funny thing I do because I'm trying to explain the comedy. But yeah,
that's all right. Probably won't win an Oscar, but might win a
Tony. Yeah. When they inevitably turn it into a theater production,
and then it will win a BET award.
Yes. Obviously, if it hasn't already.
It's a black comedy.
Right. Yeah. No, I got that. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Alec, are you done yet?
Yes.
Can we give him enough time?
All right.
Let's hear it. Wow, that sounds really good, man.
Thank you.
All right. So I just went to the wrong tab. I was given
you interesting title.
Ewan McGregor. in an adventure film about an unknown Greek god. So, Demetrius, played by Ewan. Ewan McGregor. He was born in Athens to a young farming family. His parents were named Nicholas and Alexa. He grew up being tasked mostly with caring for livestock on the farm until one day when his father became very sick. The family would spend days and days praying to Zeus and Asclepius, the Greek god of medicine. I don't know how to say that one. Either way, he prayed to both of them to heal his father. However, Nicholas's condition kept getting worse, unfortunately. So Demetrius decided to go to Mount Olympus and climb to the top and pray for his father's help to get closer to the gods so they could hear him better or whatever. So we're going to cue a montage of his travels right here. He's going to be traveling from Athens to Mount Olympus because they're not close together, according to Google Maps. As he begins his climb, he's prepping at the bottom of the mountain, getting ready to go up when he meets this man. The man talks to him for a little bit about what he's doing, why he's planning to climb, and says, "Hey, good luck," wishes him luck, heads on his way. This man is played by Tom Hanks. Demetrius then gets halfway up the mountain when he's exhausted, fears that he can no longer continue, and is hanging out on the side of the mountain where he found a safe place to rest, when all of a sudden this man appears again. Perfectly fine, not out of breath, just hanging out leisurely like he's on a back nine of a golf course. No problem. And he claims to be a Greek god. However, the man refuses to go by his Greek name because he claims it's way too long and hard to understand. So he just tells everyone his name is Larry.
Oh, okay.
So Larry decides that he's going to help this man either reach his goals and help him heal his father, because he's telling Demetrius that all gods have the same powers. They don't specialize in anything, trying to convince him basically of he can do what his brothers do that are living in Mount Olympus. So Demetrius is left with the question, do I listen to Larry or do I finish my climb? Decides he's going to continue his climb the next day, sleeps, wakes up, climbs a little bit more where he's right there. He's almost there, but still has a long way to go. A couple days travel probably, when Larry shows up again and says, "Dude, you're killing yourself. Relax. I'll handle everything. I promise." So he decides, all right, it's fine. That'll work. Climbs back down the mountain, goes home, says, "The Greek god Larry is going to take care of everything." So they wait. Nothing's happening. He has to go back. He goes back to Olympus, climbs halfway up the mountain again, finds Larry. He's like, "Dude, what's going on? Why is he still sick?" And he's like, "There's a 3-day processing fee." Roll credits.
Damn.
This is called Halfway Up Mount Olympus.
I like it. The I just looked it up and then I lost it. Greek god of medicine. Asclepius. Yeah. Or Asclepius.
Either way.
The Roman god.
Larry can do this for you on a budget. All right.
Yeah.
So
this is good.
If you need help, call Larry.
This is good because it's just like the Greek, you know, fables that we've all heard. There's always a caveat to the gods' trickery and whatever. So that was really, you know, that's a really good touch. Yeah, and there's always that grand adventure and learning moments.
Freaking Larry.
Freaking Larry, man.
Yeah. Well, let's get into movies that aren't quite as good as ours, but, you know, they're up there.
Yeah, you know, you guys might have heard of them. I have created a little game for the guys that I'm going to run them through right now about the MCU. Ben and I have talked about this beautiful little social media called Letterboxd. It's just full of pretty much douchey movie fans like me and Ben. Maybe more so me than Ben, but I'm on this every day. You can rate your movies, you can make lists, you can review them, all kinds of stuff. And I decided to go through the ratings on all the MCU films, and I'm going to have the guys guess them and see how accurate they are. Now, what I've done, I've broken it down. So if you don't know, the MCU is broken up into four phases just based on the release, and each phase kind of ends with a big event. Phase one was 2008 to 2012. Phase two was 2013 to 2015. Both of those have five films. Phase three was 2016 to 2019 with 11 films. And phase four is 2021 and on. We're still in it right now with five, for a total of 29. So I have this chart here. It is from best to worst, 1 to 29. And it takes the overall ratings of all the films based on Letterboxd's community ratings. So number one is at a 4.1. It's out of 5 stars. So that's the average, 4.1 out of 5. The lowest one at a 29 is 2.5 out of 5 stars. So a little bit of a range here. I gave them the lowest score, the lowest scored movie of each phase. So phase one, 29 out of 29 at a 2.5 is The Incredible Hulk. An equal score for phase two at number 28 is Thor: The Dark World. That's the second Thor movie. At number 25 with a 3.0 star rating, Captain Marvel, that's phase three. And then phase four just barely beating Captain Marvel with a 3.1 at spot 24 is Eternals. I think the easiest way to go about this is for you guys just to take turns guessing spots on the board. And if you get it right, I'll fill it in, you get a point. If not, I'll just reveal where that movie actually is. That way we're not just, you know, trying again and again and again, not developing, you know, the chart at all. So Alec or Ben, who wants to go first?
Ben, you can go first.
And there's a word bank up top.
Ooh, a word bank. Word banks are the best.
Yeah.
Alec, did you have it? I thought you had a guess for this one.
No, you can go first. I'll let you start it off.
You can pick anyone from the chart that doesn't have things filled in. So the word bank is where you're picking from, and then just the highlighted stuff.
Just try it from the top down. Just go right in order.
Yeah. They have blank spaces, but the blanks are also color-coded to the phase, so that's a hint as well. So, like, for example, number 8 is yellow, so that tells you the 8th spot, which is a yellow, 3.7, is going to be, phase yellow from the word bank, a phase 3 movie. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, go ahead.
I feel like it might be easier to go from the bottom up, because I feel like the most hated Marvel movies are, like, pretty universal.
All right, that's good.
All right, I'll go at 27. Mm-hmm. Out of these movies, I'm probably gonna say Thor.
Yeah, you're right.
All right.
1 point for Ben.
Cause I was thinking, like, there's no way like Avengers and like Captain America are like that.
Yeah. So that's number 27 out of 29 at a 2.9 out of 5 stars. Right. Alec.
And then I'll go to 26. I feel like that one's probably Iron Man or
Iron Man
or Iron Man 2? I'm going solely on my personal opinion because I don't like the Iron Man movies that much.
So which one are you going with?
I'll go with 2. That one was kind of cheesy.
That's another win for Alec.
Let's go.
All right.
Where are we at now? 25 is Captain Marvel. All
right. Yeah.
25 is Captain Marvel. Iron Man 2 was 26 out of 2.9.
That's 2 points for me.
25, 3.0 for Captain Marvel. 24, 3.1 for Eternals. If you guys are moving right on up, we're at a 23.
All right. We're 23.
3.1 stars. And it's from phase 2.
This could honestly be. It's got to be either Ant-Man or Iron Man 3. I feel like people like Ant-Man.
I love like Ant-Man.
I really vote.
Paul Rudd's a goat.
There's no way Iron Man 2 and 3 would both be this far down. But people seem to like Ant-Man. I'm going to go with Iron Man. It just makes way more sense.
Iron Man 3?
Yeah. Did I get it?
Yes, you did.
Iron Man 3, let's go.
Perfect score really so far.
Yeah, your reveal system is really cool, Jared. I really like the... Wait, does that mean I can just like highlight it and see what the answer is?
Yeah, that's why I said don't highlight it when I made it. Because oh, that's where all the answers lie. All right, 3.1 was 23. Iron Man 3.
I think I'm going to stick with my a strategy here of going with sequels because I feel like sequels just in general rate lower. Mm-hmm. So yeah. That would leave me with in the yellow would be
those are Guardian, all sequels.
All no, well
except for Guardian, two. Except for two.
Volume 2, Ant-Man and Wasp, and then Spider-Man Far From Home. Those would be the three that I would really consider like sequels. The rest of them are more, I feel like more like part two.
Yeah. Or like event films. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going with Ant-Man.
Ant-Man and the Wasp?
I've never seen it. So yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
You're right. God damn, guys.
Lit.
Killing it. All right. That was number 22 with a 3.1. Ben, I'm good.
Does that mean I get 3.1 points?
Yeah. I'm not even keeping score anymore. You guys are just killing it. Number 21. We're guessing for number 21 with a 3.3. It's from phase 1.
Phase 1 still? What movies are left?
Oh, yeah. I guess I should be blacking them out. That was my plan.
Isn't it? Oh, okay. So there's three left because there's three red spots. So it's Captain America, the Avengers, and Iron Man are the ones that left.
I'll let you do it. I don't want to mess up your shit. With red ones that are left, we did Hulk, Thor, Iron Man 2. So Iron Man,
yeah, Iron Man, Avengers, 2. Captain America. I feel like this one's kind of easy. I feel like this one has to be Captain America because Avengers was a lot of people's first. It was my first MCU movie. I feel like it was a lot of people's like major introduction to it. And Iron Man, I feel like is still generally pretty liked. So I'd probably say, yeah, Captain America.
First Avenger.
I would have said Iron Man because I don't like Iron Man as much as Captain America.
Well, good thing you didn't say that.
Well, I would.
You got it.
I would have been wrong. It's a good thing that you went first.
All right. So now we're guessing for number 20 with a 3.1, that doesn't make sense. I messed up the score somewhere.
Oh, no.
The order's right. The score is not.
Green movies.
I'm going to mess up here.
Oh, man.
This is going to be really difficult once we get to the number 15.
I feel like this one's pretty difficult. I wouldn't have pictured these four being that low. I feel like all four of these would have been like top 15 at least.
I mean, it's low on the list, but it's like
considering what's in front of it. Stars. I mean, I guess
it's also over 3 stars on Letterboxd, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I don't know if that's actually impressive or not, but sure. I The Winter Soldier is the introduction of Bucky. That was pretty cool. Guardians of the Galaxy is no way that's that low.
All right, so here, I'm going to... Wait, that's a...
I'm going with Avengers.
For the green?
Yeah, am I guessing green or am I supposed to be guessing a pink one?
Yeah, if you're guessing order. 20, yeah. Well, I messed up the order, so that doesn't help.
Wait, so now we're out. I'm lost.
Did I guess? Are you right? Guessing Avengers Age of Ultron for the green?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the green Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, you got it.
The green Avengers movie was
equal. You guys are pulling my leg, aren't you? Did you look at the answers? This is crazy.
I honestly think it makes it easier when you color coded it. If we were doing this blind, then I feel like it might have been harder. Basically rank all of the when 15 to 11 is going to be hard because that's a lot of the same color in a way. But we're trying to compare four movies that are relatively spaced apart.
Yeah, I don't know why. First Avenger is supposed to be at number 19, but it's not at 21. I got messed up when I was adding a movie.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Alec. It's kind of easier like when you guys figure out that it's supposed to be a game and not a discussion, so you take a screenshot of the list and you just list the answers off of it.
Wait, what? Fuck off. Damn it, I put so much work into this. When did you do that?
Oh man.
God damn Alec it.
Alec and I were in pretty early and Alec's like, I think that's supposed to be a game. And I was like, well, it says discussion. And he's I think it's a game.
He was planning it as a discussion and we're like, oh, this doesn't make much. This is a pretty cool discussion. And then I'm like, wait, damn. I think it's a game.
Fuck. Because you guys saw it originally, right? And it had like nothing filled in.
Yeah.
It had everything filled in.
God damn it.
I've been looking at a screenshot of the list.
All right.
Oh, I just want to say for Jared and the listeners, because that was clearly a dick move on my part. That was a really good game that you set up, and I totally fucking ruined it.
Fuck.
Yeah. No, but seriously, I feel like we probably would have done a lot better than I think you were anticipating because of the color coding system you had.
Yeah, well, I just thought it would have been too hard without it.
I probably would have just started guessing what my favorite movie was, honestly.
Well, can we finish out the list so people
Just read it off of your screen.
No, just no, read we're it done. Off your screenshot. No, we're done. I just deleted it. We're done. We're talking about music. Right,
I got the screenshot. I got the screenshot right here. All right, so where did we stop?
I don't know.
Age of Ultron, I think.
Jared is so mad.
Oh wait a minute. I can just do
this took like 3 hours. Fuck.
Oh man. Ben's right, like Ben's gonna cry.
I'm gonna cry.
The top movie was number one movie was Spider-Man No Way Home, if you guys were wondering. Is that a 4.1? All right.
Oh my gosh, you're so mean.
Yeah, so thoughts on these albums, guys.
I don't remember listening to any of them, Jared.
It's been a while.
If I remember today's properly, yours was good. Mine sucked. Ben's, yours was good, was kind of okay, except for one song that everybody knows. Because ironic.
This album. Well, I'm just gonna talk about Jagged Little Pill. That was crazy for me because before this, I couldn't have named a single song by her, but I knew half this album at least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I really like it. And I was looking for it on vinyl and they don't make it.
That's stupid.
Last I looked, which sucks. But yeah, I really, really like that album. Obsessed, actually.
Isn't that one Addison Rae song?
what, obsessed?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not obsessed with her like you are, Ben.
It's on Amazon for $40.
We all have our vices.
What? What are you talking about?
Jagged Little Pill
is it from?
It's on Amazon for $40.
Is it from like a third party?
It's also on Amazon for $19.
Oh my god! And I can get it from.
It's Amazon Prime Day too.
Not. I can get it for $150 personally autographed by her.
Wow. Wait. So it was talking about.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm about to go off on a tangent. So if you have anything that relates to what we're currently talking about,
is this tangent related to what we're talking about?
Kind of. It's about Addison Rae.
Addison Rae.
Oh boy. All right.
Who is Addison Rae? Is it weird that I don't even know who this person is?
No, it's not weird.
Addison
Rae. Alec, you're
why when I search Addison Rae, does the first thing that pops up it is obviously her. After that, it's Addison Rae's dad.
I couldn't really tell you. She's from TikTok.
TikTok person.
Yeah.
So she's not a real celebrity.
She's not a real.
She has one. No, she has one song on her Apple Music. So I scrolled all the way down to the similar artists, and it's all just like TikTok stars. Like, why is that the next?
Stars real celebrities?
I would say time will tell.
Dude, Dixie D'Amelio's got like entire albums out. Like, who is listening to this?
Who's Dixie? I thought it was Carly D'Amelio.
Charli D'Amelio's sister. You gotta get.
Oh, there's two of them.
Yeah, she's like older. Like these people are all. If you click on any TikTok star and just go to their similar artists, it's just other TikTok stars. Like, why is that the next step?
20 and
18? I guess people listen.
What the hell?
People obviously listen to it.
They're children. Like these are. Small kids.
People would obviously listen to it, but I would put money down that like there are an equal amount of people that hate on this music, like to the people that like enjoy the music. You know what I mean? That is so weird. I don't know any of these people. Is this like agents trying to like capitalize on money while people like strike while the iron's hot, like make as much money as you can while you're popular? Or,
is the D'Amelio show supposed to be like the Kardashians?
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah, it's on Hulu, I'm pretty sure. I think I watched the first episode. Did I tell you guys about that? I think I talked about it a while ago.
And then Charli D'Amelio's in a movie called Star Dog and Turbo Cat.
Dude, Addison Rae was in a movie. She was in the remake of, was it She's All That or He's All That? The one from the 90s?
Whatever the reverse is the one she's in. They like swapped it. So I guess,
movie,
I don't know.
That movie bombed, which for a movie on Netflix is like really hard to do.
Yeah.
And she kind of like disappeared after that one.
I don't know.
I guess she's just like not famous.
I don't think like you're a real celebrity.
I don't know.
Like, I don't even understand like how the Kardashians are celebrities.
Yeah. Some people are just famous. Because by association. Like, there's no.
It's like being born into royalty back in the day.
That's basically what it is. Like that's spot on. There are so many Kardashians that are like really loosely related to the Kardashians that are like super popular because like just.
Well, like look at.
It's like Kylie Jenner's like third cousins are like blowing up or something. It's some like 17-year-old dude doesn't even look or he's like not. Name related to the Kardashians well.
Yeah, like even look at the Jenners. Like Bruce Jenner had a son well before mm-hmm. she became Caitlyn Jenner. So like, and where is he at? He's not famous.
All right. I was about to make a pretty bad joke, but yeah, I don't know. In all seriousness.
Yeah, like it's weird that when Caitlyn was Bruce had a son and mm-hmm. he's just not around anymore. Like
you can talk about like other celebrities' kids. Like
he's Michael, like a normal that kid, normal guy.
Michael Jackson had that kid named Blanket that like changed his name and like doesn't exist anymore.
Blanket. The one he held out the window.
I mean, you could say the same for like Jack Quaid. Like that's like Dennis Quaid and like Meg Ryan's mm-hmm. son, and like he like has distanced himself so far from his parents, like you don't even know he's a Quaid.
Besides his last name.
Yeah.
Well, first off, how many of Bruce's kids were
How did we get on the?
Yeah, because we went from what's her face to the other two faces down to the Kardashians, and now we're
it's
on
almost
Jenner's.
Like I think to just sum up what I was trying to say, it's almost like people like manufacture popularity because they feel like there needs to be popular people, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. With TikTok, like people blow up initially because they're just like really hot and like a bunch of like horny like dudes like blow up the algorithm. Like Addison Rae blew up because of that. And then like they try to like make her into a celebrity and then it bombed like horribly. Like she's not like she still posts on social media, but she's like not in anything anymore. Like she's not like making movies anymore. So maybe like they felt like there needed to be famous people, so they just kind of like tried to make people famous. I don't know. It's all money laundering, probably. So
that makes more or less.
Either way, they're not real famous. They're TikTok.
Let's break here. I have to pee really bad. So I'll be right back.
Have fun.
Should I order the Jagged Little Pill album? I swear to God, when I looked, there weren't any.
It's probably like it's probably a 45. It's probably like the little one. It's not even a real vinyl. Well, they are.
What makes you say that?
A 45? Because like, if you couldn't find like real, if you couldn't find vinyls of it, and now all of a sudden you are, unless it says it's a 33 and a third, it might end up being a 45 because they're small.
It says 180 grams on it. I don't even know what that means.
What were we talking about?
Man,
TikTok stars. Mess. Anyway, we're gonna jump right into the next album, which was Before You Go by Blast.
Yeah.
All right.
And I had a lot of fun with this one. I don't know where you found this guy.
He was at a concert that my of business threw.
That is right. I remember now.
He's pretty good. He's a real nice guy. Met him in person. Cool dude. Right. I will say that I'm not massive fan of the album. I just feel like all of it kind of blends in with each other, flows together pretty well, but I'm just it was good but not great.
Fair enough. I really like the song with Rick Ross. That's just because I'm a huge Rick Ross fan.
Who doesn't like Rick Ross?
Yeah.
Maybach Music.
No.
Wait.
Oh. Wait, what?
Do I have to talk about any of these albums?
No.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
We talked about Jagged Little Pill anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought we went by like person.
Whatever. Just keep going.
We are rusty today, folks.
Yeah, we're not with this at all.
Rusty.
Wait, we didn't talk about the Fucky album.
Fucci.
Yeah, what? Praline.
That was pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah, I guess it was okay. It's still in my library, so I didn't like delete it.
Gets a thumbs up.
It's been a while since we've listened to these for the most part, so that's why we're giving kind of brief
half-assed
reviews here.
Can you imagine being a new listener and you're like, oh yeah, it's like I heard they do like album reviews.
Yeah.
Let's see what they got to say. It's like, yeah, I mean
we forgot.
It's like, yeah, it's all right.
Probably should have listened to them all again.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that.
Yeah, we had a whole month to re-listen.
All right, would you buy these albums?
I'm buying Jagged Little Pill right now.
Let's just push through it.
I'd probably buy Jagged Little Pill. The other two I must not have been like too remarkable because I don't really have much to say.
I probably would buy Jagged Little Pill just for the album art. I probably have to pay for shipping for this. Because
Prime?
It's not Prime. No, you do. Okay. Anyway, Jared, what album are you giving us?
I'm gonna give you guys the deluxe version of Control by SZA. She's one of the rappers from Top Dog. Came out in 2017, and I've never listened to it. I've been meaning to for years and years now because I've heard nothing but good things.
I've never listened to it either.
This is Control spelled just like it would be on your keyboard, CTRL.
Alt-delete.
No, don't alt-delete it.
No, it's a song that popped up when I typed in Control.
Oh.
Control-Alt-Delete by Reeve.
Addison Rae.
Nope.
But yeah, it's R&B soul.
I'm already buying this album, all right? Look at all those computers piled up. That's kind
of Oh, that's why you're buying it?
Yes, that's cool.
That's what sticks out on the album art? Yes. Alec?
To me, that is exactly what sticks out on the album art.
Wow, you really Alec are such an engaged man.
It's not that. It's just because he's such like a computer guy. That's literally all he can see.
He's a technophile. Oh,
computers. I'm a technophobe.
It's so different. I've never seen an album cover like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
I think that stands out to me is the big, and she's not big, this beautiful woman on the cover.
Way to back.
Ben hasn't looked up at his camera in a while. He's just been staring at his phone.
Staring at SZA.
Oh my! Yeah, I'm on the.
On the phone. I know, but you've been like this for like 2 minutes straight.
If I turn on my brightness, I might be able to. If I turn on my brightness, I think there's a nipple I can spot.
Yeah, oh yeah. My God. If you press down on it, it gives a haptic feedback. Basically, the same thing.
How old do you think she is?
16.
Oh my God.
No, Ben, he said how old you think she is, not how old you hope she is.
I don't, just off the top of my head, I'm gonna say like 27.
27
seems about right.
Jared, do you have a guess?
Well, I just looked it up.
32.
Oh yeah. My God,
but
I wasn't even
she was 27 on that album cover, Ben, because this album is 5 years old.
Does that mean that she's related to RZA?
Actually, you're wrong, Jared. The deluxe set of cane, it's 2022.
Yeah, but the original.
You gave us the deluxe.
Yeah, but the original is still the same picture.
But you gave us deluxe.
Alec, are you listening to the words that are coming out of my mouth?
If you Google SZA, you know, like the people also, you know, on Google, there's like the people also ask thing.
No.
Yeah.
The second one down is SZA black or white?
Oh my God.
Have you looked at her?
That's why they're Googling her.
Spotify is
what?
Weird.
Ben, that was an underrated joke when you said, does that mean she's related to RZA?
Yeah, you know. Resonate with a few people. Leave a comment if you got that one and leave a 5-star review.
Yeah. Now I'm just looking at pictures of RZA and laughing for some reason.
Oh, man. All right, I gave you guys Growing Up by Luke Combs.
God fucking damn it, man. Seriously?
Yep.
Growing Up, Luke Combs.
You're welcome. Hope you enjoy. All
right, let's look at this album art. What we got? Wow.
Yep.
Was he trying to make that face?
I have no idea. He's a new dad, so good for him.
He's doing this.
Yeah.
What?
This is top 10 worst album art I've ever seen.
What's with his face?
That's not a joke.
What's with his face?
This is like a really bad like Photoshop. Like this is something like I threw together in like 4 minutes because I was like gonna miss an assignment deadline.
This is like when you Photoshop yourself in front of that art museum. Your art class.
Hey, that one was pretty good, man. I fooled a real artist.
Well, it was funny because you just sent it to our chat and go, does this look fake? So then I'm immediately looking for what makes it look fake. And I go, oh, yeah, I can see how it looks fake.
Yep.
I really think that the song, The Kind of Love We Make, is going to change my life.
Yeah.
I think it probably will
stand out to me.
I can only imagine what type of lovemaking Luke Combs gets up to just based on his face in this album art. That's the face he makes when never mind.
Well, this The Kind of Love We Make, I think, is one of the more popular ones off the album right now.
You know how like humans and like apes, like we're not the same. We share like a common ancestor.
Yeah, we're like cousins.
It looks like he is cousins. That common ancestor. He's like the lost, like.
Yeah, the missing link. Yeah, there's a
movie. Wait, was that what? No,
that's what the missing link means. That's the
This guy just seriously has the worst fucking album art. Just scroll down and whatever, man.
I know. His album
art. I'll listen to it.
His album art could use some work.
Thanks for the recommendation. I don't want to make it sound like we're just shitting all over Alec.
Yeah, but you do, so it's fine.
Ben is so
And that is why I force you to listen to country music, Ben. If you would be nice really once in a while.
You don't seem like a spiteful person.
Well, cat's out of the bag.
All right, Ben, what do you have for us?
I love the
So we talked about Alanis Morissette. The last...
Oh, my God. Sounds so long.
The last show
it's 2 hours. I'm not listening.
Man. All right. I'd say for this one, just give it your best shot. If you ever get bored,
I'm going to do the whole thing.
I know what we're going to say about it. So, like, you don't have to listen to the whole thing.
I'm going to get through, like, it's going to take me 2 songs to, like, drive. It takes me an hour to get to work, dude, and this album still will not be over.
You'll fall asleep if you listen to this. So, last time we did our show, we were talking about Alanis Morissette, and that subsequent weekend, she was releasing a new album, and that just so happened to be this album, The Storm Before the Calm. And the reason why we all had such horrible reactions to it is because it's literally just like an ambient, like, noise album, basically. It's just like really lo-fi, like super reverby instrumentals. I was telling the guys, like, I got like half an hour into it and I was like, wait a minute, there's no words on this. Which is fine, but I don't go to Alanis Morissette for like ambiance. I go to her
for what's ironic.
I go to her for Ambien because she's a good dealer.
Okay.
But not ambiance. Yeah, so I guess we'll we just reviewed that one right there. So there don't even bother listening next time.
I loved it.
Thanks. All right, what's on the new PS Plus?
Yeah.
I guess we can talk about this. Jared, you want to introduce it?
Yeah, some stuff.
I know, since we skipped half of our TV movie discussion game
thing. Yeah, skipped. That's one word for it. So Ben and I, they recently added tiers to the PlayStation Plus subscription. It used to be a flat. If you pay for it yearly, I think it was $60 a year. But now they've added tiers. So that's now the lowest tier, I believe. There is the extra tier. I don't know the price differences. And then there's a tier above that called premium. And if you're interested or in the market for something like that, I recently just got the highest one, premium. And if you do it now, you only have to pay. So I already had the lowest, or I guess the original PlayStation Plus subscription, the $60 a year. So that's paid for. And if you want to upgrade, you don't have to upgrade for like a full year's worth of the payments. I only had to pay essentially for 6 months worth of the difference paid. So I think it ended up being $26. And you get a lot of great stuff from this. With the extra, it's, Ben, correct me if I'm wrong, it's a lot of PS4 games, PS3 hits, some.
Yeah, there was a bunch. No, mostly PS3. They had mostly
PS3. And then there are what they call PlayStation Classics, which I think are included in the premium version. And that's like Ape Escape. A lot of really old, like some of them are Super Monkey Ball, Banana Blitz, stuff like that. PS1 games. So a lot of these are on the PlayStation Store already. Some of them are not. And if that's the case, you have to stream them, which is what I've been doing. I've been going back playing some old Ratchet and Clank games that I missed, a lot of the ones on PS3. So I did Quest for Booty. That's the oldest one they have. After that is A Crack in Time. I beat those two. I'm in the middle of All for One right now, which was from 2011 when they were trying to reinvigorate couch co-op and drop-in, drop-out, four-player co-op in general.
Drop-out, four-play?
Yeah, you know. Not enjoying that game so much, but yeah, there's a lot. There's even some PS5 games on there because there's the Death Stranding Director's Cut.
What do they have? I'm looking at it like right now.
Yeah, there's the Ghost of Tsushima.
Red Dead 2 is on there.
Red Dead 2, the Spider-Man game, God of War, Final Fantasy 7 or whatever, the remake. WWE 2K22, Demon's Souls,
Assassin's Creed,
Valhalla, Returnal. Yeah, a whole lot. I think it's a good deal. I don't know if I'll get the full subscription when the year rolls over. I might revert back to the original and then do what I did this year, pay $25 to get 6 months of a bunch of stuff to bang out. Also, you get Stray for free this month, the Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Monday or Tuesday. That's included with the PlayStation subscription, so that's nice. But yeah, if you're in the market, it might be worth it. With the games that are PS3 and older, you have to stream them, so make sure you have good internet for that. I'm thankful enough that I do. But it's cool because yeah, when you're streaming it, it turns the entire operating system. I think essentially what you're doing is you're remote playing from a server that has the PlayStation 3 or 2 operating system on it. Because when I start up, just for example, Ratchet and Clank All for One, it looks like I'm playing on a PS3. I'll get notifications and it'll have the PS3 look to it. It's pretty cool, actually. It's like weirdly nostalgic, but it's out of necessity. They're not doing it to like reel me in or whatever. But yeah, Ben, any more thoughts?
Yeah, I'm on the Essential right now. Mm-hmm. Because just for like me personally, I don't think I would play many of the games that they're giving me. Because I think it's mostly just a like combination of PS Plus and Game Pass, or not Game Pass, PlayStation Now.
Right, yeah.
And
yeah.
The like PS5 catalog collection thing that they have. All of which I found to be pretty underwhelming, just because I just wouldn't play those very much.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on the second highest tier, and then it auto renewed like yesterday for my yearly thing, and it put me back on the lowest tier. So I was like, oh, I need to buy like the, it's like $40 extra to upgrade to the next tier to like be able to play like the extra game catalog with like Red Dead and like Ghost of Tsushima and all mm-hmm. that. And I couldn't justify it because for the most part, those are games that I have already played, so I don't need to like revisit them. I was also, while I had the other subscription, I was also playing like Fallout New Vegas, and the streaming is like pretty bad. I have like really good like internet speeds, like upload and download, and Fallout New Vegas literally was like really choppy, and it's not like a resource demanding game to run, but similar to Jared, I did like the older overlay, like the old PS3 like saving and mm-hmm. like trophy loading and all that. I think it's good. It really depends person to person like what you think you'd get out of it. I don't know if I'd get $100 worth of like gaming out of it every year. I'd rather mm-hmm. cough up like the $20 for like a game on sale and just play that for however long I want.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
So yeah, I think it's good that we were on like different sides of it.
Yeah, and to each their own. Give our listeners a... And they tell you everything that you can get with it before, like you don't have to subscribe to see what you can get. They tell you everything. You can scroll through the whole catalog. So
yeah,
don't
and feel like it's you're gonna like get a lot of like.
Yeah.
If you've never played these games, like it's like a great value. It's like a really good place to like play all like the benchmark games.
Exactly.
Basically, like exponentially less than you would pay if you just bought them all like separately.
Yeah, and some things you can't even find, like the old, the PS1, PS2 stuff. You're not gonna find Ape Escape, at least not for a reasonable price. You might get it for like $200 or something somewhere. But
and even if you did, you wouldn't be able to play on PlayStation because like they don't have like built-in backward compatibility.
Yeah, so they make it. It's just very convenient.
The caveat, it is probably better if you're on PS5 because the selection of, you get the PS5 games. Like I only get like the PS4 ones,
which have been out
for like years that I've already played. I think if you have the PS5, it's probably worth the money. If you have a PS4, I would just either like not get it or just wait to get the PS5.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are my thoughts on it. It's not a bad system. It's obviously trying to answer Game Pass, which I already feel like is really good. So like, how do you improve that without just like giving stuff away for free?
You don't. You get an Xbox like a boss.
Get out of here, man. Get out of here.
Oh man. PlayStation is for weenies.
Get out of here. All right, Alec, what do you got for us?
I have a game that can't be ruined because I wrote it down on paper in front of me.
And yeah, I couldn't
put the answers on the screen. this game, I thought of it randomly a couple weeks ago. And it's called Gatto or Gallo. And the name of this game changes based on who I feel like comparing. I'm basically comparing two famous people, athletes, actresses, actors, whatever. This week, it is obviously Joe Gatto and Joey Gallo. So, for example, you two are going to guess who it is, Joe Gatto or Joey Gallo, based off of the fact I give you. So, for example, the first fact is outfielder for the New York Yankees. Is that Joe Gatto or Joey Gallo?
Gallo.
Yeah, that's Joey Gallo. It's Joey Gallo. The next example is 1/4 of the TV show Impractical Jokers. Is it Joe Gatto or Joey Gallo?
Used to be Gatto, but he left.
Yeah, he's not on the show anymore, but still.
Yeah, isn't that tragic?
Yeah, it is. Either way.
And he divorced his wife.
That's why he left the show.
She's the Yoko Ono of Impractical Jokers.
She broke up Impractical Joker. Well, they're basically the modern day Beatles. So that
he left the show to deal with that and be a good dad for his two children.
I'm gonna blame it on her.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, I just gave away one of my clues. One of the facts is he has two kids.
Joe Gatto.
Yeah, Joe Gatto. So you both get a point because I gave that one away. Oops. All right, here we go. Moving on. This Joe has a mom that was born in Sicily. Joe Gatto or Joey Gallo?
I'm gonna say Gallo.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Gallo as well.
You are both correct.
Oh,
it is Joey Gallo. His mother was born in Sicily. This person does not drink alcohol.
That's Joe Gatto.
Do you agree, Benjamin?
Yeah, I'll agree.
You guys are both right. It is Joe Gatto. He does not drink alcohol.
He just does meth.
Oh, my God.
Right to the extreme.
Yeah.
This person's middle name is Anthony. Is that Joe Gatto or Joey Gallo?
They're both like Italian dudes. That could be either.
I'm going to say Joe Gatto again.
I'm going to say Gallo on this one.
It is Joe Gatto.
Eat shit, Ben. That's for ruining my game.
This person.
Do you feel vindicated now?
Yeah.
This person was born in Henderson, Nevada.
Gallo.
Going Gatto.
It is Joey Gallo. Dude. He's born in Henderson, Nevada. If you watched Impractical Jokers, you would know that they all grew up on Staten Island together.
Yeah.
Never watched a single full episode of that show.
What?
It's funny. Never seen all right.
Dude, it's so funny.
Next, originally planned to attend LSU, but didn't.
I feel like that's another trick question. I keep saying that, and none of them have been trick questions.
None of them are questions. It's all facts.
There's Gallo. Joey Gallo.
Are you saying Gallo as well, Ben?
No, I'm saying Gatto.
Gatto? Well, you're wrong. It's Joey Gallo.
Dude, you're so on the nose. It's exactly what you think it is. This is more a criticism of me for thinking that
next,
there'd be any nuance to this.
This Joe does not like tomatoes on their burger.
Oh,
that's an easy one.
I think it's Joey Gallo.
I think it's Gatto. I'm just going to keep disagreeing with Jared.
All right. Well, it's Joey Gallo. Maybe you should start agreeing with Jared.
You can show, you can see how little I know about both of these people.
I don't even know who Joey Gallo is.
He's an outfielder for the New York Yankees.
Okay, I'll forget that in a minute.
This person attended Monsignor Farrell High School.
What was the name?
I think it's pronounced Monsignor Farrell High School.
Monsignor, yeah, it's like
Farrell.
Yeah, like Will Ferrell.
Oh, I was thinking Ferrell, like a feral dog. Cat. Yeah.
No.
Joey Gallo.
No, I can't agree with Jared because then the one time I do, it'll be wrong and we'll both be wrong. So I'm just going to keep going with the opposite. I'm going to say Gatto.
All right, well, it's Joe Gatto.
Yes.
So Ben got one.
Ben got this, one.
All right. This person denied their mother on Facebook.
That could honestly be either of them.
Joe Gatto
again.
You guys are both saying Joe Gatto. What are you saying, Ben?
Gallo.
It is Joey Gallo.
Fuck.
The last clue that I have is this person advocates for people to adopt pets instead of shop for them.
That's Joe Gatto. I know.
Dude, could be Gallo because the Yankees could be doing those like ASPCA calendar things.
It's not.
Like every baseball team does.
Okay, well, who's your pick? Gallo or Gatto?
Gotta go with Gallo.
Well, it is Joe Gatto. Jared wins, getting 5, 6, 7, 8 right. Ben got 5.
No shot. I had less.
Well, I gave you both one because I gave away the one quiz, the one question, the one fact about Joe Gatto.
Dude, Operation Kindness. There's a big picture of Joey Gallo giving homeless dogs to people.
Yes, but Joe Gatto constantly is advocating and started like a whole big thing called Adopt, Don't Shop.
He's
that's
vegan.
Like, I know, that's like Joe every, Gatto's every time thing.
Every time you talk to Joey Gatto, it's just every time you talk to him, it's just like, oh, yeah, please adopt these dogs. Don't shop. It's like, dude, talk about something else. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm about to sit down and start watching the movies. Like, have you guys thought about adopting dogs lately?
Tune in next week.
Are you serious, dude? Like, come on.
We play, is it Henry Ford or Harrison Ford?
that's gotta be the easy.
The clue could be anti-Semite, and the answer would be both.
Yeah. Damn, I was about to make the same exact joke.
Oh, man. No, but I'm going to try to find similar games like that I think would be funny. And because their names are very close together.
Let's think so of one
I'll
right now.
Do something else.
Jared or Ben, who's got the fattest cock?
Oh, my God. We are not playing that game.
Andrew Johnson or Andrew Jackson?
Ooh.
That's two presidents.
Well, I think the point of this one...
That both applies.
I feel like the point of this was because these two are significantly different, whereas... One is a pro athlete and the other one definitely is not a professional athlete.
Yeah, true.
One's a pro athlete and one plays for the Yankees.
Man, yep. You need to watch Impractical Jokers, man. That shit's hilarious.
Yeah, you really do need to watch it.
I'm all right, man.
The one episode,
I feel
they
like,
play it in
I
the break like room at do. Work. And the one episode.
I've seen like bits. I've seen like the clip of like Sal's on his phone or something and Q is trying to talk to him. And Q was just like, wouldn't it be awesome if we were like totally gay and into each other? And Sal like doesn't hear it. And he's like, wait, what'd you say? I've seen like snippets, but I've never watched like the whole like show.
The one punishment Joe had to do, he had to pretend he was a reporter and go interview like 30 motorcycle club guys at once. And like they kept feeding him the responses. And the questions were like, what's it like? What's your favorite part about being in a gang? And they're all like, what'd you say, gang? We're not a gang.
We're not a gang.
And he had to keep going, sorry, it's just the questions I'm getting. Like, what's your favorite crime to commit? They're like, what are you talking about? And then he had to go, it's just for the expose I'm writing. And they went, what expose?
Yeah.
They were getting so fucking pissed.
I might give it a watch if I'm ever bored.
Yeah, and that's what I normally do. I just have it on in the background when I'm like making dinner.
Yeah, like, it's like perfect.
Cleaning around.
If you're doing homework or like work on your laptop or whatever, it's perfect to just have.
Definitely not a show that you're like, oh my God, season 3 is the best.
Did you see season 3, episode 9?
No, did not.
Yeah. Oh, I missed the last episode.
I have a friend that would argue shit like that. He would stand in the kitchen every morning and turn on Family Guy and just watch like episodes all the way through when he was like doing stuff. And he'll argue with you like that certain seasons of Family Guy are like better than others. And I was like, dude, they're indistinguishable from each other.
Pretty much.
Family Guy. Yeah, the same goes for Impractical Jokers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could probably like turn it on and like spare a few minutes to like while I'm like driving like my supercars or making
the only thing that I will say is like is distinguishable is when they had Myrrh wear Q's hair for a whole season.
I have seen that one.
There's a season where they make him wear his like hair as a punishment. I think that's pretty funny. But
they had them switch hair, didn't they? And Q like had his head shaved.
No, Q grew his hair out and then shaved it all off. So that way they could make a wig and force Myrrh to wear the wig for a season.
We could do something like that.
I know. We'll have Ben.
When I get my hair cut again.
You'll just save it all.
I'll send it in the mail. I'll send it in the mail to Alec.
No, Jared.
We both get half.
Can you imagine pulling somebody's hair out of like a hot package that's been sitting in your mailbox all day?
Oh, gross.
Appetizing.
Sign me up. Yeah.
All right.
Today's episode was sponsored by
Dude Wipes. We both go to Dude Wipes.
Does anybody have a Dude Wipes ad pulled up?
Fucking douchebag. I like Dude Wipes and you should too. Buy some
the blend of
what do I have?
Natural plant-based fibers. It's an extra large flushable wipe.
It's spooky the new
strawberry
season.
Flavor.
All I have is the Manscaped ad.
I like the mint chill.
Go ahead and read that.
It's spooky season, but that shouldn't mean your junk needs to stay dressed up. Trade that underwear werewolf thing for a cut brighter than the full moon at midnight with Manscaped. New lawnmower 3.0.
What was that for?
That was really well written.
Let your hound out of the pound with an efficient shave guaranteed every time. No nicks, no snags, no teeth marks at all. This isn't a trick. Here's an extra treat. Use promo code not a real ad for 20% off your order and free shipping. When you trim the hedges, the tree stands taller. Manscaped.
That was really well written. Who wrote that?
That was a
you wrote that.
We have to make it abundantly clear.
I don't know who
wrote that we're not actually sponsored.
Yes,
we are not actually sponsored. That was definitely not a real ad, and neither is this.
What if we got a?
Who wrote this Roman Swipes one that I have? Because I didn't write it.
Roman, maybe.
Yeah,
not me.
In many cases, speed is associated with being the best. Winning the 100 meters.
What are we doing right now?
In 9.5.
Thanks for listening, everybody. This is the Jabcast. I'm Jared. That's Ben, I think. That's Alec.
Yeah.